Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Isn't it exciting to see what's happening in the entertainment mountain?
Yes. I mean, we just talked not too long ago about Justin Bieber getting married and wanting to be a godly husband and lead his family.
Dedicate his marriage to God.
Yes. It's a beautiful thing.
It really is. And now today, we're going to be talking about Mario Lopez. You may have known him. I know that it was my daughter's favorite show years ago called
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
A.C. Slater he played.
A.C. Slater. But he is openly, you know, making a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of his life, and he was in Israel, and if you go to Israel, you get a chance sometimes to go down by the Jordan
River, yeah,
and be baptized, and that's where John the Baptist baptized Jesus.
I was baptized there too.
Your backpack when you were doing
that? No, didn't have a backpack, but I did get baptized.
Right, and it's just so exciting to see, and I want to encourage you when you see people inside of entertainment coming out and talking about Jesus. You know, mentioning positive things about the kingdom and the king and expressing their faith, support them in this. This is huge because they have a huge platform. You know, we talked about in our previous program about Justin Bieber and what's happening because of his platform. And, you know, if you only had that kind of platform to minister to that many people.
I know, it's going to take it.
And so he just happened to be, you know, in Israel. He was there. And according to the reports right off of his actually Instagram that he was talking about it, and he's seeing, you know, baptism's taking place right there, and he's starting to talk about it. This is right here off of his Twitter. Take a look.
We are at the Jordan River, where John the Baptist baptized Jesus Christ. I'm about to get baptized. It's a beautiful day. Really cool Catholic priest is going to do me the honors, and there's a sermon going on right now, so I'm going to join these fine folks, and then, bam, take a dip. It's on.
Isn't that exciting to see, you know, just as what Jesus says, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. And so you have so many people that quietly profess their faith, but to see somebody like this step out and acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God, only way to God, and his allegiance to the Lord, that's just a powerful thing.
Beautiful thing, especially in the environment and the business area. He is Hollywood, not necessarily always Christian friendly.
Yeah, well, we talked about that in a little bit, as a matter of fact. So he asked this particular priest to be able to baptize him, and the first thing you would think about if somebody comes up to you, you know, you don't know necessarily. So the priest asked him very specifically about his faith and who Jesus was to him. And it's a powerful moment in time because it is truly, you know, a moment to witness, you know, Mario Lopez saying, yes, I acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Lord and he's my Savior. And I want to live my life for him. As a matter of fact, let's join in. This is Mario Lopez in Jerusalem, in Israel, on the Jordan being baptized. Let's take a look.
Mario is in the Jordan River, and he wanted to be baptized.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mario, do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that he's the Son of God?
Yes, I do.
Do you intend to serve him all your life?
Yes, I do.
Amen.
According to your testimony, we baptized you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful people here.
Thank you.
Helping me. Thank you. This is awesome. Wow. Just got baptized in Jordan River.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Where's my fashion with you?
Yeah, yeah.
That daughter in English, I've been in Chile.
Yes. That was awesome. That was so cool, and I was so fortunate to meet these very nice people from Romania. And Father, they sang the song for me and everything. Father Tota, I believe his name, baptized me along with the other father. I don't know his name. That was moving. That was cool.
No turning back. No turning back. That's so powerful because now, so often, you know, people who are in the entertainment industry, they were held captive by people who controlled their profile and how they were presented. But now they have their own channels, they have their own media.
They have their voice back.
Yeah, and they're able to begin to express their gifts. Obviously, their gifts are in entertainment and different things of that nature, but now we're finding out who they are. And he chose to use his platform to be able, at this point, you know, to be able to say, acknowledge the Lord.
That's so important because not just celebrities or anyone else, but we all have a platform to leverage.
Yes.
And I think everyone's going to be challenged more and more these days to use whatever platform they have to profess, you know, their love of the Lord.
And Mario, man, we appreciate that. It's just a blessing to our heart. And I hope other actors out there and people in the entertainment industry, you see that. You know, we all want to see your faith. We always want to see, you know, to be able to support you in that. And there's seven mountains of culture. One of those mountains is arts and entertainment. And God's called us to be able to disciple nations. Well, to do that, we have to be light in those mountains. And Mario's being light here.
Yes, he is.
Justin Bieber is being light. And some of the confessions that he has made as well publicly in his stand. And imagine if everybody, you know, goes to their workplace tomorrow, right now, they go to tomorrow, and starts being this bold for Christ. I mean, people are like, I didn't know you was a believer. You not so many people who have a mic who are denying Jesus Christ as Lord and are denying God's existence. There are a few people, but they have a big mic. There's more people that acknowledge him.
That's right.
And more people that are for him and realize that he is the creator.
That's right.
And he did send his son, and he does love you. And listen, if you haven't yet made the decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you know, we made that decision, and we shared about our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. So you can meet God, the creator, our father, through his son, Jesus Christ. And that's what Mario was saying. Mario was saying, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. As a matter of fact, right now, if you haven't yet made the decision, you can make the decision that we've made and that Mario Lopez made, which is this. See, God so loved you, he so loved the world, that he gave his one and only son. His son's name is Jesus. And what he did was, Jesus was born of a virgin, and God is his father. He came from woman, but he lived a life in honoring God and loving us. And he lived a sinless life. And he did everything that the Father wanted him to do and didn't do anything wrong. He's just was a very good son. And then, you know, he said, you know, Father, I'm willing to pay for the price for your sin and my sin. Because the sin had to be paid for. The price of sin was death. And we all sin. Every one of us has sinned and fallen short. And we needed Savior. We needed somebody to save us. And God says, I love you so much, I'll give you my son. I'll give my son on your behalf. So Jesus came and he lived a sinless life, but he also died on the cross to pay the price for your sin and my sin, for all sin. Anybody that says, I accept what you did on the cross for my sin, I want you to be the Lord of my life, to be my Savior, he receives your repentance, your desire to follow him. He forgives you as if you never sinned, and he accepts you into the family of God. He died on the cross for our sins. All the sins of the world was put on him. The punishment of our sins was put on him. And they put him in the grave, and on the third day, that's the day we call Easter, the third day, God rose him from the dead, and now he sits at the right hand of God, and he loves you. What Mario did, he accepted everything that I told you. He acknowledged everything I just told you, and he said, Jesus Christ is my Lord, and I want to serve him all the days of my life. That is just awesome. So if that's you right now, I want you to pray with me right now. Let's just do what Mario did. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. That's right. I acknowledge that you truly are the Son of God, that you came and you were born of a virgin. You lived a sinless life. That's right. And that you died for my sins. Forgive me, Jesus. Wash me, Jesus. Cleanse me, Lord. I want you to be the Lord of my life. Here I am. Just like Mario said, I'll serve you. I want to serve you all the days of my life. If that's you, if you just made that decision, welcome to the family of God. We have some information we want to be able to send you. Let us know so we can send that to you. And just like Mario, here we are in the family of God. We're so
excited. Welcome to the family.
By the way, and two, go to meetmyfather.org, and we have some details about the decision that you just made. And you also can share your testimony with us. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com if you've made that decision. We want to hear from you. John, if you missed an earlier part of our program, it was so encouraging to see Mario Lopez stand up, you know, and boldly in his own social media platform,
Twitter,
to share about his faith. And we're just excited about that. And we want to encourage more actors to come out and to be able to share. You know.
Everyone in the entertainment industry, it's a beautiful thing. We've seen Justin Bieber, now Mario Lopez, and so many others. But this is your time to come out and let the world know how much you love the Lord.
I'd like to see some political leaders come out. You know, I remember I was in a particular meeting, and everybody was asking the people that were running for office different questions, right? And they were asking different questions, and the way they were talking about Jesus and God is like, what do you, and then finally I just asked the question. I said, who is Jesus to you?
That's a good question.
That's a question that Jesus asked when he said,
who do you say I am?
And so it was interesting that the only one that was clear about who Jesus was. Think about this, because everybody was pandering, but the one candidate who was, it was clear, and wasn't, the person wasn't mean or anything, was the atheist.
Wow.
They weren't hateful, but they were just very clear
in
what they said. They weren't, you know, they didn't believe in the Lord, but they didn't say anything negative. They said, this is how I want to lead. But the ones who said they were believers, you're trying to find, what do you believe in? And it's like people want to see you stand up and say, you know, this is what I believe in. You know, this is what, you know, I follow. I think about, you know, some of the people that are now our judges in the land. They're just openly saying things, and people are refreshed that people are just clearly saying, you know, what their faith is. I remember candidates years ago that ran for office, and they would hold up a yellow pad and say, this is what I stand for. A, B, C, D, E. I mean, just read it off. I know one particular one that's no longer in politics, but everybody voted this person in.
Wow.
But once he got to Washington, D.C., he wasn't that definite anymore. And he began to blur out. And it's like, wow, that's what happens, you know. And you try to, and the thing about it is people are looking for decisive people. But definitely God's looking for decisive people, because you have to decide who your Lord is, who's your God. And the most important thing about you is what you think about God. Your eternity is based on what you think about God. Because if you don't think he is God, or you don't think that he sent his son for you to die for you, then you aren't going to make a decision to accept him as the Lord of your life. And eternity will be totally different from you, from somebody who actually thinks right about God in regards to, I need a Savior. God does love me, but there's a sin issue in my life. And but he dealt with the sin issue by sending his son to pay for the price for me. So I want that access. That's the greatest demonstration of love of all. When somebody gives their greatest value, the one they love the most, to pay the price for the one who's been the most unlovable of all of us. But he still loves us while we're yet sinner. He died for us. And so the only reason anybody wouldn't make that decision is a blatant disregard for wanting to be with God, or just deceived, not understanding that what forgiveness is and what love is and what God's plans are for you, that they're good. And so I want to encourage you, you know, stand up. You know, be, you know, if you're a father, you know, your faith should not be a secret to your family.
Come on.
You know, saying that you men don't talk much. You know, your family needs to know.
You better
who is God to you. They need to know who, and, you know, where's your attention? Is most of your attention to games and sports and work, but they don't ever see you crack a Bible or, you know, see you fellowship with other believers? Think about it. Your eternity of your family, where they'll spend eternity, could be your decision as a father. I mean, you can't guarantee where they're going to turn out, but you can guarantee where they're going to turn out almost if you don't tell them anything about God.
That's right.
You know, so many children, you know, follow their fathers and what they do. Even children that never met their fathers still trying to follow an idea of what they thought their father was. And you can just make major impact on your family's life. So I encourage you, you know, to begin to just be bold, the way that Mario Lopez is bold about his faith, the way that other people are being bold, and just be bold, you know, about just saying, not religious and mean, you know,
no,
I'm talking about just saying.
Outspoken and livid.
Yeah.
Francis of Assisi said, preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words.
That's good.
And so we need to live it. We need to live our faith in public.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.